my most important contribution was not the bilingualism stuff, but it's something that I did, the very first thing I did after my PhD. Now, in my PhD work, I'm just really interested in kids' acquisition of language, but not from this straight ahead child language acquisition perspective, but from the cognitive perspective. What are they thinking about when they're saying things? And so my PhD dissertation tried to understand how kids are sorting out concepts of space and spatial relationships in their world by using their spatial vocabulary as the entry point. So what are they saying and what are they thinking? So what do they understand? So I was putting these two things together. But in the context of the time, it was a ridiculous question because language and thought, language and cognition, were utterly separate. Chomsky was still the height of his influence, so language is all wrapped up in its own little baskets.
Yeah.
And cognition is addressing completely different problems. Piaget writes all those books, never mentions language even once. So how do you even bring these things together? And I never stopped to ask that. I mean, it never occurred to me that this is actually breaking some barriers because I just assumed they were together. So after I graduated, there were no jobs in academia probably ever, but in that particular time, they were really, really no jobs.
Yeah.
And I end up getting a job as a researcher in the Modern Language Center at OISE, where I'm given the mandate of working on a project on second language acquisition, because I wanted to know conceptually while they were or weren't learning French, but this was nowhere in the spent a couple of years at loggerheads. It was really difficult because I was young and arrogant, and I said, I'm not gonna do that, that's ridiculous, what a waste of my time, there's all these great things. So eventually he gave up. And I think it was like the highest compliment he could have paid me. He said, you do what you need to do. Just do it.
Yeah.
Do whatever you think. And the first thing I did was try to figure out what was going on. And I wrote a paper with the awful, pompous title, A Theoretical Model of Second Language Learning. It's still being cited. It's amazing. But I just had to figure it out. And all I did is say, all right, these are the kinds of cognitive resources that should have something to do with it. Here are the linguistic outcomes. How are we going to bring it together? And I kind of thought about it in a spatial model. We didn't have PowerPoint. I remember sitting in my desk with a sheet of paper, and I took some quarters out of my wallet, and I traced around the quarters to make the pieces that I was going to use for the model. I think that was probably my greatest contribution.